Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Furnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. September is normally a hot, humid, and rainy month in Barbados. And on this day, September 30th, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported that heavy downpours had been received over the last several days, particularly in the Scotland district. Occupying 1/7 of the total landmass of Barbados, the Scotland district is known for its perennial land slippage, especially during and after periods of heavy rainfall. This area, principally made of clays and devoid of the limestone base found in other parts of the island, was in the 1940s and 1950s an important sugar-growing vicinity, contributing to the island's prowess as a sugar-producing country. That is why the heavy rainfall reported in the newspaper was of great concern to some planters in the area. For instance, the paper quoted the manager of Castle Grant Plantation as saying that the area registered some 83 inches of rain from January to September 1951, leaving the cane fields waterlogged. In fact, according to Jeffrey Badley in his book Barbados the Sugar Story, for the entire year of 1951, the island registered 91 inches of rainfall, second only to the year 1901, when the recorded rainfall was 91.5 inches. The manager explained that, quote, "The soil is just like wax. It would take a good drying out before I can plant," end quote. While rains in September were important for both ratoons and newly planted canes, in the Scotland district, this posed a significant problem as it rendered the clay soils difficult to cultivate. Additionally, when roads and bridges slipped, planters and agricultural workers had difficulties in accessing the fields. And during the harvesting season, the workers in the area had the arduous task of heading canes over long distances uphill to reach the transport vehicles. The planters in the area were therefore praying for periods of sunshine to dry out the soils to resume cultivation. However, several miles away at Castle Plantation in St. Peter, Manager Goodman welcomed the rain and observed that continued high rainfall would assist in the realization of a good crop in 1952. Goodman was correct. 1952 was a good year, with the island registering a healthy production target of 167,875 tons of sugar. Today, some 71 years later, times have changed. The Scotland district is no longer a sugar-growing region. Sugar factories in the area started closing from the 1950s as Joes River ceased operations in 1953, Bruce Vale in 1957, and Spring Hall in 1970. Though the plantations and factories have long gone, small planters and householders are still apprehensive during the rainy season.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.